What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now, Maitland, you showed me this news story, and it's fake, but not fake. Is that fair?
Yes.
It's real. It looks like TV news, but it's done tongue-in-cheek. How about that? It's not fake. It's real, but silly.
It's not an actual news organization that's behind it, but it's this guy, I think he's a comedian, who runs it, and he actually goes out and gets like real stories, but he just tells them in a funnier way than you can on regular TV.
Okay. All right.
I saw this story and thought, there's no way this can be real, but I put it in our prep anyways because I was like, it's funny regardless.
So what he's covering is real.
Yes. Like you said. He's covering really actually happened. It's just, I don't think he's actually employed.
Hello. I'm TV's Mark Salinger down in Colorado Springs today to share an important story going on in our community.
Blur it out, for sure.
There are a lot of words to describe what we're blurring.
I didn't blur it out. I found the original, and I spliced it back in.
Oh, I'm like, I got you. Okay, the good move, because it is... is this graffiti that I'm looking at with a giant...
He'll explain.
Okay.
Blur it out, for sure.
There but are a for lot the of audience that can't see it, it's black and white. It's painted on a building on the roof, right?
Yeah.
And it's a giant wiener driving a car using its cell phone with a thought bubble. And then there's a wiener riding a bike. And I mean male genitalia
Hot
air ballooning. Yeah.
I don't think the one driving is using a cell phone.
No, he's not.
I think he's holding himself. I've never seen a cell phone squirt out the top.
I thought that was messages transmitting to the world.
Oh, there's some skiing.
This is a very, very dong-intensive roof.
Yes, it is.
The one riding the blurred bike where... Sure.
There are a lot of words to describe what we're blurring.
The seat is something.
...on in our community.
Blur it out, for sure.
There are a lot of words to describe what we're blurring, but let's just call it a male body part.
Okay. The mural is basically... It's a tow truck driver towing a car. He's a big old running over while other are running away from him, doing Colorado activities like... mountain biking and snowboarding away and stuff like that.
This is Pace. He's a tattoo artist at Fallen Heroes Tattoo in Colorado Springs. He painted the mural that we can't show you.
It's just been a parking dispute, so we tried to work together.
So you painted your roof? I'm sure they explained, but I am confused.
And it really got nowhere, so we knew something like this mural would get their attention.
The new apartment building next door has been towing customers' cars. They share an alley, but there are only signs on the apartment side that say resident parking only. It's confusing. And they say at least 45 of their customers have gotten their cars towed recently for parking in spaces outside their building.
They were the ones being at first, so it's basically a sword fight right now. I feel like we're winning.
To get back at them, they did what tattoo artists do best. Now everyone in the apartment building has to look out over...
Oh my gosh.
Yes!
Over this.
It's very cartoony and fun, but it's still...
I wanted to know if the mural violated any laws here in Colorado Springs. So being the professional journalist that I am, I reached out to the city to ask them. They said that since the mural is on private property and the owners approved it, at this time, they can't say that the mural violates any laws.
I mean, we're 6 days away from the most important election of my lifetime, and here we are talking about the on my roof.
David Brown owns the tattoo shop. He's in Florida right now, fielding phone calls from reporters across the country.
There's a possibility that we're the in all of this, because maybe the rest of downtown Colorado Springs wants a building that looks like IKEA threw up.
Since FCC rules...
This is a classic battle.
Uh-huh. Since FCC rules won't let us show you what the mural looks like, I'll try and draw it. Okay, that's looking good. Better. So this is kind of what it looks like. Just kidding. You know we can't show that on TV.
right when he showed it, a car drove between the camera and him, so you couldn't see it. But Steve did a great job of making sure we could see it, and I appreciate that. You're a hero.
Hey, no problem. It's
a You're the hero, hero we need, not the one we wanted.
Magnificent.
You might be the
hero.
One we wanted. So do I have this right? They're towing people that park next to the tattoo parlor because the towing company just doesn't get it right?
Or the apartment complex, their signage, I think, is wrong. Or the apartment complex is calling saying, hey, there's people parked in our alley, but they're the tattoo shop customers.
Right. Which so was the there long is, before the right. apartment complex.
Yeah, the dispute is who owns the spots in the alley.
Yeah, who's allowed
and
to park there.
And obviously the apartment building thinks that those are their spots for their residents.
Dang.
Tattoo parlor doesn't.
Okay, let's say you move into those apartments, which they're probably nice. I can see why he doesn't like them. They look like IKEA threw up, but a lot of people would love that apartment building. It looks pretty nice.
They're nice and they're new. So,
what would you think? You, not for someone else, you yourself, if that's your apartment, you look out on the top of that building and then that mural was there.
Would it
bother you?
I think it looks like my high school folder.
Yeah. Did Seth from Superbad open this tattoo parlor?
Yeah, I would think that it looks like napkins that my friend Bill and I drew on when we were drunk at Denny's at 2 a.m. in college. That's what I would think.
Party animals right there.
Because it's so cartoonish, I don't think it would really bother me.
No, I wouldn't care.
Like, I'd be like, all right. I mean,
You can't see it when, well, at least if you're up higher, you're not looking out at it. You're looking out at the view of the city and the mountains in Colorado Springs.
Yeah. You'd be seeing it at a pretty steep angle, so but, it probably wouldn't look like much anyway. But
every time you go to take a picture of like the sunset out your window,
you got a crop.
You got a crop.
Got some cropping going.
Think of the children, though. What do you tell the children?
I tell them exactly what they already know. Those are pictures of male genitalia, and you probably already draw them.
Yeah, if you aren't drawing them already, you're a boy, and you will be, and those are pretty fine examples.
My guys, their only question would be, why isn't our roof decorated so perfectly? Though I haven't seen it. If they are doing that, they're hiding it. I haven't seen any of them drawing stuff like that. But who knows? Did you ever know any girls? Because Hot Wings is right. Him and his buddy Bill. There were guys that couldn't resist drawing that. Did you know girls that drew genitalia all the time, male or female?
Yeah, me.
Did you, mate?
Yeah, I did it. Don't you remember? Right. Elevator.
Yeah,
it's literally her most famous attribute.
You made a rusty penis.
Yeah,
she makes cakes.
And the beauty of that was the general manager Michael Scott was blaming everybody else
but me.
Everybody but Maitland.
Yeah,
like he
it
was
can't
already
possibly
having
be sweet Maitland.
He was already like sentencing people before the trial.
Really, I didn't.
Oh yeah,
people
he
were
was
that
certain
much trouble
it was.
It.
I don't know that anyone was going to get in trouble, but he came up to me a number of times and is like, "So you need to tell it was." He was blaming Joe. He's like, "You need to tell Joe to stop doing that." And I said to him, "I go, I don't think Joe did it." Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's something any of us are capable of, but I don't think we're the culprits.
Was there security footage, or am I just imagining that? Like, I feel like there's grainy security footage of Maitland drawing with her finger.
There are cameras out there.
I didn't do it knowing that it would show up there. I was standing there waiting for the elevator and just was bored and went, whoop, whoop, whoop.
See, do you always air trace penises when you have time to pass?
I guess.
Well, I think we have to make clear that on either side of the elevator doors, there's metal on the walls.
Yes.
And they had just installed this like polished steel or whatever.
But it was untreated.
They hadn't put any kind of clear lacquer on it or whatever.
No, so it's like a rail, like a railroad rail. After it's out exposed for 10 minutes, it starts to rust again until a train goes over. So that's what was happening here. As soon as you exposed it to moisture from finger sweat, it would turn into a rust
and
spot.
And while Maitland's rusty penis was something, I enjoyed the handprints on the wall downstairs that looked like somebody put their hands on the wall and got absolutely reamed from behind.
Oh, big time. Because I think the first time it happened on accident, I think somebody was just standing there waiting for the elevator and had their hand on it. And then we realized, well, now there's a handprint there, like the next day. And so, well, you should have put treated metal up here, idiots.
I think the handprint is what made us realize the penis was going to be there because we saw the handprints and I went,
uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And then somebody was like, oh my God, there's a penis. And I went, oh, that was me.
Look at that.
That's so great.
Look at that wall penis.
Did you tell us on air or off the air, like, hey.
It was on the air.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It was very sheepish, like, hey.
I think that was me.
You know that thing you guys keep talking about and wondering who did it? 'Tis I, the great artist. You're our local Banksy.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.